And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And we have the amazing and humorous, in fact, I mentioned the on the break here, that Lowell, your articles are so funny sometimes. And remember, the Greek tragedy, the funniest things are also horrifying. They're horrifying and funny at the same time. They can make you cry and laugh. It's hard to figure out which side of your face is going to laugh and which side is going to cry. But when you look at the picture of Greek tragedy, they really get the point that humor often is truth, ugly truth, dressed up to make you go overwhelmed by the fact your previous conceived ideas were wrong. And you got an article called The Year of the Democ Rat. I like that. Because this year in Chinese New Year, year 4718, the quarter of humanity has historic roots in China, which is where it is from. And the lunar year, this year, it goes through a 12-year cycle, as you say, is the year of the rat, rat-a-tat-tat. So would that be, instead of Nadler, I call him Rattler, you know, for being a rat. And Adam Schiff has changed the last two letters of his name to T. He's another rat, only he's full of horse manure. And Nancy Pelosi, I call him Nancy Pelosi. And the demons rats, just like Judge Pirro says, I called them demon rats, completely independent of Judge Pirro. We must be on the same wavelength because we both have Syrian blood. I'm thinking, this must be Syrian reality check blood where we call them the demon rats. And I think maybe you got some too, because I think you're on the same wavelength. Plus, as I say, once a week you could go up and do a stand-up comedy just talking the truth. And people laugh their heads off, maybe choke on their little munchies while they're hearing the truth and getting drunk. Right?
Well, we could do an entire show just on the scientific questions of humor. You know, is people's laughter a way of baring their teeth at other people, but in a relatively quote-unquote harmless way?
Right.
The big thing that a lot of artificial intelligence researchers are terrified by is the one thing they have not been able to teach artificial intelligence computers is human humor.
Right.
In other words, you could tell a joke to a computer, it would take it, it would not understand that it's a joke, and it would wind up killing 10,000 people.
Right.
Just because, I mean, it's very strange, but they cannot understand humor. That may, there for a long time was an attempt to define people by what they could do that animals couldn't.
Right.
You know, we were Homo faber, for example, the species that made tools, and then we discovered that all kinds of animals make tools.
Right.
For prying termites out of logs and so on. And so we've tried more and more, and it's come down pretty much to just art and humor. And now we find animals that seem to make art, especially things like bowerbirds.
Right.
But anyway, this year of the rat, year 4718 in the Chinese calendar, begins January 25th. Why is it important? Well, not because you and I believe in Chinese astrology, but the reality is one out of every four people on the planet to some degree does. They're
right.
In the greater Chinese sphere of cultural influence.
Right.
And as such, we have to ask, what does it mean? What does it mean? By the way, Chinese astrology is based on the idea not that you're a Pisces or a Libra or whatever, but that you are somehow related to the animal in the year in which you were born. There are 12 animals that go in a cycle. They are the rat, the ox, the tiger, the rabbit, the dragon, the snake, the horse, the sheep, the monkey, the rooster, the dog, and the pig. We are entering a year of the rat at the beginning of that cycle.
Right.
And, by the way, for those of you who love the Al Stewart song, Year of the Cat,
right?
There is no year of the cat. And there is a year of the tiger, but not the cat.
Yeah. It's a big, big cat.
The interesting thing here, look at the ruler of China. Xi Jinping, who's declared himself ruler for life and, in effect, emperor, was born June 15th, 1953. He is a snake person, born in a year of the snake. Such snake people, including China's dictator founder Mao Zedong, are purportedly to be skilled, bright, motivated, but also proud, materialistic, vain, venomous, scheming, cunning, and can speak with a forked tongue. Trump has been. You might ask yourself, what two prominent American politicians, including one presidential candidate, are Year of the Snake people?
Right.
A sign, by the way, that parents go move heaven and earth not to have their child born in a year of the snake. It's considered very unlucky. The dragon, yes. The snake, no. So who are they? Number one, Senator Bernie Sanders. Born September 8, 1941, a classic snake person.
Uh-huh.
In almost every aspect you can imagine. In fact, Bernie Sanders now has two paid people on his staff, both of whom have threatened to put Republicans in re-education gulag-type camps. One of whom has chanted over and over, guillotine the rich. One of whom has called for the deaths of Hillary and Bill Clinton.
Ooh.
I mean, these are not conventionally sane people, as we would talk about.
Well, actually, after I went to medical school 50 years ago, these people would be locked in the psych ward for just even these comments. We'd send out the health professionals, grab them, put them in a posy jacket, put an antipsychotic shot in their butt, put them in a padded room with a posy jacket so they couldn't bite or hurt themselves, or commit suicide. These are insane people. They're dangerous. They're psychotic. They're pathological liars. And they're part of what I call the liocracy. And when you talk about snake, I call them the... I've got a new term for you. I think you love it. I remember we talked about, like, Elizabeth Warren, we call her Liarwatha? Well, I've got a new term now. I call it the slitherocracy. Do you like that?
Slither. I heard that, yes.
Yeah, no, the slitherocracy
is a great term.
The slitherocracy, basically, it moves against itself. That's how it moves. For example, you'll see people like our Mormon guy, pushing on one side, and people like even calling for, statements here about this impeachment thing. And the slitherocracy are people that are on the left or the right, and they push against themselves to move forward toward biting you. You have to understand the slitherocracy doesn't care if you accept socialism and communism on Bernie Sanders' side or some of the things that even are happening while Trump is in office. For example, yes, it was nice. What Trump did, he's going to get about $250 billion more in trade from China. He made a deal last year with Japan for $40 billion. He's working on something, and after he was in Davos today, he's flying back. For the Europeans to smarten up and make a trade deal with him. He's probably going to get a deal with Boris and Britain, because they are getting slowly away. They're not away on self-defense, but in trade, Boris is going to break them off, okay? They're not going to be under the thumb of Europe. But you got to understand that Trump does more good works than any other president probably in the last century or more, but he also is a scary guy. That's why the Iranians and Russians are scared of what he's going to do next. They don't even know what he'll do next, because we had some guys that got ballistic injuries from those bombs that went off, but nobody died. The reason is, the Iranians know damn well if they did kill any Americans, he's just going to take out every oil refinery, every nuclear plant, every radar base, every missile silo in the Middle East and in Iran, and their economy is going to collapse, and these bullets are going to be strung up by their Islamic toenails. Now, what we see happening here, the slitherocracy, or the bankocracy, they'd actually knock me off after 15 years with Elavon, and I got the notice today. We were working with Chase Bank. We decided, well, we'll try Elavon again. They totally approved us. In fact, our credit ratings are really good. They're over 800, high as you can get. And everything was fine, but guess what? They listened to the show. They listened to me talking to guests like, Barbara Honegger and Greg Ford and others, that 9/11 is an inside job. And because we believe 9/11 was done by our government, they said that was the only reason why Elavon will not process my credit cards and give special rates. Now, you got to understand, I call them the bankocracy. They're the similar connected, and they have a different hat. They are part of the slitherocracy, because all the agencies, all the so-called fake religions, all the governments of Earth are run by high-level Masons, no matter where you call them, whether it's Muslim, communist, or whatever. They're all run by secret orders, and they're all part of the slitherocracy. At the highest levels, they worship right through to the Druidic Council of 13, and the Pindar, the penis of the dragon, is his title. Okay, it works directly under Satan running, ruling Earth. Oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't be correct. I said, I don't know something. I know everything. And people say, you can't know everything. I said, well, people like me have to show up because this is the end of secular human history. We are so close to disaster. I finally got an answer today after I've been trying for 2 years. I got a direct answer from POTUS, from Trump, as he's getting back from Davos. I got an actual answer from my letter I sent yesterday. No, we've been trying for 2 years with John W. Spring. POTUS does a lot of good things, but remember, he's a high-level Scottish Rite Mason, and he's probably a better-hearted man because he believes in religious freedom and Second Amendment rights and protecting Americans. He's going to add more nations to our no-fly list. But you got to understand, if you don't have what I call, you know, God's decency inside you, in your soul, you're going to make decisions that are self-serving, and in many cases, the definition of evil is to do what's right in your own eyes. Because your own eyes are always wrong. Even if it gets initially really good results, it's always eventually bad. And what we see here with the Slitherocracy is you got Nadler and all these other maniacs that are talking on the air about this impeachment. It's like, this is nuts. It's like tuning into an insane asylum in the middle of the Senate floor. It's like, whoa, man, I can't watch this. I can't take enough what I call news anti-nauseance to actually turn on for more than a minute. I want to see little highlights, but I say, ugh! I start retching intellectually when I see these guys talking. It's like they're lying to my face with a very straight face like Nancy Pelosi, I call her. Instead of Pelosi, I call her Pelosi. And she says she's praying for President Trump. Yeah, she is. But you got to spell it right. It's P-R-E-Y. She's not P-R-A-Y-ing. She's praying like a condor or a bird of prey picking on Trump's bones at the side of the geopolitical highway.
Or, it's as that, they said on Kung Fu, a praying mantis. It's the position it assumes before it kills.
Exactly. So
By the way...
Yeah, go ahead. Please continue.
No, well, I just wanted to let you know who the other politician in America was, who is also a snake, exactly like Bernie Sanders, maybe even more exactly like Bernie.
Right.
And that is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Ooh.
Congresswoman of New York, who will probably, who's at risk of losing her seat because New York State is going to lose at least one seat in Congress because everyone's losing taxes there. In any event, she was born October 13th, 1989. She is a classic snake. On the other hand, Donald Trump, born June 14th, 1946, just a couple of months after me, is a faithful dog, born in a dog year.
Oof, oof.
So to that extent, I suppose, what do they say in Washington, if you want a friend, to get a dog?
Right.
And that is what we are now witnessing. So those are the two snakes, the dominant socialists. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, just days ago, said that the Democrats are a center-conservative party.
What?
Yeah, with Bernie having staffers who were saying, we're going to guillotine the rich, we're going to throw Republicans into a gulag and force them to die doing slave labor, as Stalin did.
Well, let me give you a notice here for all you demon rats and all you idiots to think. First off, you have tempted Deagle now to release technology, and I'm going to do it in the next few months. I've had some of it up for 10 years. I've talked to John Morrow, who's a former special forces from Vietnam. And I have on my show, under wellness conditions, technology like building a linear accelerator tube for ball bearings and other technology. I'm going to release a whole slather of technology you can build in your garage with things you order online or just go to a warehouse that's a lot more dangerous than guns. And if you think you're going to come and start hauling our tuchus off to a civil detention cam and rail cars you welded in shackles for us, we're going to kill you so fast you won't know you ever had a pulse. And we're going to arrange an appointment with Jesus, Allah, or Satan himself. And if you think you're going to be able to do a revolution by grabbing Americans, 93 million armed Americans, and get away with it, you're delusional. We'll show you a level of violence you have never even imagined can exist. If you think that we're passive, you're a moron. We're not going to put up with it. As the Special Forces guy said in New York to the governor a few years ago, the first home will get the guns from a veteran that had PTSD. The second home, they'll kill us with armor-piercing weapons. Yeah, you want to try something like knuckleheads like Eric Swalwell and these other people like Beto O'Rourke, this maniac, and AOC and the governor of Virginia with their so-called red flag laws? Try it. You won't live long. We'll put a military tribunal and you probably would die screaming as we put you to death. Let me tell you, it's not going to be funny. You try to do this, it's going to get ugly. Don't even think of it. Thinking is bad because we're preparing for you. We're preparing.
I think we are preparing.
Do you have have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. To stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
He was one of the teenager kings of Norway, and they were giants, 7'9", when the kings were 5'6" in France. That's why I don't exactly have Mr. Passive genes. Welcome back. So this is interesting. Can you at least continue your amazing story here? Chinese ruler for life, Xi. I want you to kind of expand on this, because this guy, if you actually, I'm going to take his documents and get, I have friends. My sister, by the way, speaks 13 languages. My son actually speaks 6, but she speaks 13. She was a journalist in Hong Kong. She traveled with her husband, who was actually, his mother was born in Shenzhen, and she swam across Kowloon Bay to get away from the damn communists that shot all her relatives who were bankers in Shenzhen, because these are smart people, okay? Smart. Her niece, Danielle, had her master's degree in plasma nuclear physics from Princeton at 13 and her PhD at 18. She's developed a technology to store power in gigabytes of power and selling them all over the world now. She's really, really smart, okay? But our people are not passive, okay? And if these globalists like Swalwell and Schiff and these other morons think that they're just going to stomp right over us, and that includes, by the way, this Chinese Emperor Xi. He's written a document, you have to understand, the world of the snake, that says he wants to take over the Mark of the Beast, you know, Beast system, which, by the way, exists at Schriever Air Force Base, Falcon, Colorado. He wants to take over the manufacture of all consumable goods. They want to control the travel along the Belt and Road, which, by the way, is supposed to be an international deal, and it can be converted by America. And we, this first treaty that, by the way, we did with China totally shackles them. They're now captured. China is now our servant. They're no longer going to be able to rule the roost, stealing our intellectual property and innovations. They're done for. And one of the rising nations will be India, that works with us. And Europe, when they start to smarten up, because they've actually been digging us for $150 billion every year in payments. And now we've got Boris, and Britain's going to become our new super ally. And the Canadians are going to soon get rid of Justin Trudeau, who's a moron, and should go back to teaching ski lessons and snowboarding, because that's how smart he is. He's not a genius, this guy. He's good-looking. He's Hollywood material, but he's definitely not presidential or prime ministerial material. He's a freaking moron. And Canadians know that. They're listening to the show and say, yeah, go, Deagle, go. I spent the first half of my life there. Actually, now it's over the third in Canada, but I went there. But I can tell you, Canadians are not passive either. They're quieter than Americans, but they're definitely not passive. Anybody who knows real Canadians realizes these people are very polite. You do not want to tick off a Canadian. They're just as tough as any American, especially in rural areas. Dang it.
They're nice with an accent on the ice.
Yeah, let me tell you, Canadians can be extremely polite, but you cross them the wrong way, man, whoo-hoo. It's no different than someone from Arizona, Nevada, or Washington State, or anywhere. It's a tough American ex-military. Let me tell you, Canadians are tough. They're just a lot more polite than most Americans. Most Americans don't have a lot of, polish. They don't play around trying to pretend they're nice when actually you cross them and you're reading right away you're crossing an American, you're in trouble. And these politicians, for some reason or other, the liocracy, and they're right open. That's why I've changed their name. They're part of the liocracy, like Elizabeth Warren, I call Liar Watha. Do you like that term, Liar Watha?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And the slitherocracy, that's my new term. You can use it. It's part of my dictionary. I'm building it up over at Clay and Iron. Slither, the left and right side of the snake are pushing against themselves to move forward to bite you. And they want to capture this year as the year of the world ID. Do you know that they're actually planning, the United Nations is actually recruiting people to actually put Americans into civil detention camps and are openly advertising for English-speaking people to become part of the military force to inter Americans. You start that, you son of a bitches, and you're going to die so quick you can't even imagine you ever had a pulse. But I'm calling my American friends to get yourself your guns and get your bullet-making machines and also log on, and I'm going to give you technology that you can build yourself for lethal and non-lethal technology, a lot more dangerous than little old guns. They want to come for you, they're going to get a lot worse than they can imagine. Now, our sheriffs are fighting the stupid governor in Virginia. I can't believe he's that nervy. This guy must have brain damage. He's there sitting very calmly, and we keep the baby comfortable, and then we decide after we're going to kill it. He even says he's going to kill postnatal babies because the baby's born with, say, the mother doesn't want them or they have a birth defect. Wow.
Well, he, and then did take $2 million in campaign money from Planned Parenthood.
Well, they should call it Planned on Parenthood. How's that? It's a better term. Planned on Parenthood. And eventually, by the way, you have to understand this. I know this from deep sources inside the government and the globalists. They eventually want to make sure all wild human reproduction is against the law. They don't want any intrauterine pregnancies. They want all in a laboratory. So you'll have to go to a birth ceremony at a lab where your baby, after they genetically screen to make sure there won't be any genes to fight against the super state, is allowed to be born. No birth defects, no resistant gene complexes. You don't think so? You're a friggin' idiot. If you don't think that the super state is heading toward outlawing wild human reproduction, they don't even want two sexes in the family. The family is a major weapon against them. They want one sex, and they want the state to be the mother and the father. And people say, oh, no, and you won't be able to reproduce unless you submit to the super state and do something they like. And it doesn't matter if you're male or female. They can do a punch biopsy of your forearm and make ova and sperm, even in someone who's homosexual. Do you know that? They can take a punch biopsy and make ova and sperm as of the last 3 years to make babies in utero in an artificial uterus or an animal. You think not? Oh, Dr. Deagle, I didn't believe they could do that. Well, that's because you're not informed. You don't have classified access. I do. Their crazy stuff is not new. It's been around some of it for 20, 30, 40 years. They tried to recruit me 42 years ago to work on, they had a magnetronic helmet to convert thought to onboard commands on an F-14 fighter in Dr. Tortolot's office at the Santa Monica VA Hospital, working with UCLA and DARPA. And it cost $26+ million to make it, and they could fire off ordnances or fly the jet by thought, which shone icons on the inside of the canopy of the jet. They want me to work with a non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmet system for females. So they're going to make female fetuses and insert actin-myosin genes from jackals that are 12 times stronger with actin-myosin than any other mammal of the same mass on Earth, and put them in the sight of an eagle and the reflex of a jaguar and have a bidirectional swarm of female cyborg super soldiers. You don't think so? You don't know the future, and believe me, it's not the future, it's the past. General Poindexter actually destroyed 20 plus years ago now, a whole troop of super soldiers that were created with genetic engineering, and they made some of them. I took care of one myself, who was my patient. When they injected him at 29 years of age, he put on 6 inches of height and 100 pounds in weight. And most of his buddies came down with bone cancer, peripheral neuropathy, and horrifying things. A lot of them committed suicide because of the genetic side effects of what they had done to them. Did you know that was reality? This is not, oh, that's your theory, Deagle. I was his doctor. Okay? Nasty, hey?
Nasty indeed. And we thought all they were doing with soldiers back then was giving them speed.
No. That was back in World War II where they gave speed. People don't realize the German Nazis had banks for these big pharmaceutical companies. The same ones, by the way, they're in the IG Farben that made the aspartame. The first aspartame was to make sure women would become sterile in Nazi camps so that if they got pregnant, they wouldn't have a baby. Well, they're making weapons for the Nazi Germans.
Yeah, we should explain that IG Farben, the German chemical company, you know as Bayer, like Bayer
right.
Aspirin.
Right.
But they were also the company that made the Zyklon B gas that were given to the Jews in the...
not just the Jews. See, the Jews are on the bottom of the list. The first people were mentally retarded. Before the first Jew died, do you know they killed 281,000 mentally retarded people in Nazi Germany? Before the first Jew. Then they went after gypsies, and then they finally, and the Jews, by the way, they didn't kill right away because they're really good workers. They forced them to work their tail off, and they gave them really poor rations, and if they got sick, they'd put them in a mass grave. These weren't death camps. These were worked-for death camps. People have to understand that. If you're working your tail off and building weapons for them or doing something they want, they kept your carcass alive until they ran out of rations. And when finally... the rations were so bad that they couldn't even support their troops and give them potatoes. The death camps became death camps because they were starving to death. People don't realize they were trying to get rid of the bodies and prevent disease by spraying by incinerating them. People don't know that, do they? Do you know that we were not allowed to bomb the Nazi death camps or Krupp Steel because Krupp Steel was making weapons sold to the Queen of England? They were shooting at Germans and killing Germans. And she paid with the Queen and Rothschild's gold bullion to buy these weapons and shells that the Germans made in the Krupp steel plant and other plants that were high-level masons that were sent back through U-boats to the British that then used to kill Germans in Germany. Did you know that?
Oh, I've read The Arms of Krupp and so on.
Yeah, exactly. I have the book. I have the book. People
and
like,
again, I have a book about Ford and how he kept his truck factories operating in Nazi Germany well into the war.
Yeah, exactly. And do you know that also Ford Corporation actually built the first plant for making tanks in Russia? The first tanks in Russia were built by Ford Motor Corporation from Detroit, Michigan, with the help of the U.S. government.
And Arab labor, interestingly.
And Arab labor, exactly.
I mean, the reason Michigan is the number one Islamic state in the country today is because of all the Iraqis and Syrians that Ford imported as good workers for his factories. He, of course, is a classic anti-Semite.
Exactly. But, you know, I want to address the Semite thing, you know. They say Semite, you know, and it's actually a lie.
I know. The Arabs are Semites, too.
Well, they're all Semites, but, you know, they're sons of Abraham. But people don't understand. 87% of the Jews, and this is from a geneticist that's Jewish, told me this over a decade ago after he did research. The people that are in ruling in the state of Israel are people that used to attack the caravan between Damascus, Syria, and China. My ancestors, the Bashas, and their family owned the largest caravan from Damascus to China, and my great-grandmother walked from Damascus to China twice a year beside the camels. Okay, these are tough people, all right? And the attackers were people from the South Caucasus that were so pagan, they believed in human sacrifice and all the pagan rituals and so on. And when King Balaam, 9 centuries ago, said, you know, which religion should we convert to? They said, well, we can become Christians and go under the Vatican, or we can become Jews, or we become Muslims. Hey, we're going to become Jews, because the modern Judaism at the time, by 1,300 years in pagan Babylon, is now virtually identical to the pagan religions of the Khazars. That's why we're going to get Daniel Patrick on the show, who talks about the people of Gog and Magog that's in Ezekiel 38 and 39. The rulers of it's a real hell, I call it's a real hell, are Khazarians. These are the people of Gog and Magog, the South Caucasus. The real Hebrews, believe it or not, are Palestinians that their ancestors decided not to convert to Islam. So 87% of the people in Palestine in the Nazi death camp there called the Open Camp are Hebrews and Jews, genetically. Isn't that wild? And only 2-3% of the so-called population of white Khazarians that actually rule the state of Israel, including Netanyahu and so on, are actually ancient Hebrews. They're part of the Laocracy. That's why I call it it's a real hell.
And, of course, part of the Kohanim.
Well, the Kohanim, by the way,
major African tribe.
Well, yeah, that's right. Well, major African tribe actually intermarried with the Kohanim, so some of the Libyans are actually some of the most pure Kohanim, but the others were taken to Eshvahan like my ancestor, who was a lineal descendant of Moses.
Yeah, the Kohanim are the priestly class.
Right, and the Kohanim are part of the 10 northern tribes. My ancestor was a lineal blood descendant 2,800 years ago, and he married the daughter of the king of the Medes, so I'm descended from the king of the Medes 2,800 years ago. On my mother's side, the Naimas were the Naomi tribe of the Medes. And he was in the Sanhedrin with Joseph of Arimathea, who was best friends with Mary's uncle, right? And people don't understand this. Prophecy was given that one at the time of the end would rise as a prophet to bring other prophetic people and voices like yours. So you're not just, Lowell Ponte, geopolitical author and scientist and analyst. No, no. You have a prophetic and an apostolic duty to bring the truth of spiritual and geopolitical manna to the people, because we're dying not because of lack of food or water. It says, and the Lord says this in the Bible, I shall see famine. Not a famine of bread and water, but of the word. The word is the truth. We're dying because of lack of truth. Look at the Laocracy. Look at the news. We got MSLSD. We got the Criminal News Network. We even have Fox, the phone news network. They'll only go so far. Hannity, Tucker Carlson. All these people say they'll go so far. But then they get all aggravated, like, why can't we sue Saudi Arabia because they did something? Do you know why? They don't want to go places that Deagle will. They got Alavon to say, there's no freaking way we're going to process Deagle's account, even though he's got perfect credit and was with us 15 years, because he said 9/11 was an inside job, even though they fired and gave me death threats for being the ex-examiner of the Alpha P. Murrah building 25 years ago.
By the way, don't feel it's entirely personal that you were denied a credit card in that situation.
No, there's lots of people that have. This is a story I heard.
For example, Mario Cuomo has been threatening the credit card company banks in New York that they must find a way to adjust their credit cards so no one can buy a gun or ammunition
using
their credit cards. I mean, they're basically forcing you to live on credit, and then they're controlling what you can buy with that credit.
Right. So you see, here's the situation. This year, 2020, is the year where, number one, you people out there that just think, well, that's Dr. Deagle, he's kind of aggravating but entertaining, and he talks over his guests, and he's an arrogant SOB. No, I'm not. You got to understand, I'm talented, and I'm hold the truth, and it drives me nuts when people don't even want to challenge me. I haven't had someone contact me on air and argue with me about anything for 9 years. Did you know that? The last time was a doctor who called into my show and disagreed with me about vaccines. And he was probably over 6 foot tall when we started. At the end, he was shorter than the dwarf on Game of Thrones. If you want to argue with Dr. Deagle, you're going to see me pull out my 20-foot-long intellectual fangs, and you're going to be a sorry cat when I finish with my intellectual lasers and bone separators, because you better have a good argument. And I can be taught. You can have grade 3, but you have an experience and truth, and you're speaking truth, and you got a good heart. But if you come at me with ad hominem attacks and BS, you're dealing with Deagle. God help you, let me tell you. It won't be the God of the Bible. It'll be the God of the blue light of Lucifer. Because let me tell you, Lucifer himself can't face Deagle, because I have the Most High God backing me. And you out there better listen, whether it's health issues or geopolitical, and support us and pray for us, because believe me, we're under attack. When Elavon won it, process our cards, it tells you that we're getting close to the dragon. And the year of the rat starts real shortly, doesn't it? The year of the rat is here.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy.
I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Daigle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Okay. So, we are really in deep trouble. So deep, people can't even imagine it. Welcome back. So, it's the year of the rat coming up here. Year 4178. Tell us how they get your amazing books, you and Craig Smith. How do they get them?
Oh, our seventh book, Money, Morality, and the Machine, you get absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. Just call a toll-free number while you're thinking about it, 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And, of course, we're trying to do the same kind of thing you do on the show at a much lower level, of course. We're trying to create truth, but in a very interesting, readable way. It's like a page-turning novel.
No, it's not a lower level. It's a different, you see.
It's a different level.
I'm like a bullhorn trying to get the truth out, and I'm starting to get some notice, okay? I'm having the globalists, you know, try to shut down my show, even shutting down here. Like, I've been there 7 months now with CRN. We've had so many blackouts and me knocked off the air and the whole station actually lose power. And it only happens when I'm on air, basically, you know? Come on. I've even had, yesterday, you know what happened to my website, NutriMedical? I had 29 DDoS attacks directly on my NutriMedical website. And I have it really secure with GoDaddy and play with the highest level security. And you know that only comes if the NSA and government agencies say, you know what, we've got to stop this freaking guy, Daigle. We're going to shut off his business. My website got so freaking slow, it was ridiculous, and my tech guy finally got all through to GoDaddy and the people that serve it and have the best security. You were DDoS attacked, Daigle, not once, but 29 times in a matter of hours. Now, if you don't think I'm starting to get through to these characters, you're not paying attention. Now, the most important thing is that you write to your president, you write to your congressman and senator, you start raising issues in your House of Representatives and your local legislation, your city council, and you start asking questions that you want answered. Don't ask me to make the question up. You've heard the show enough. You make your own questions up. Call into this show, raise questions. People need to realize the most important thing is not that you have the answers, but you have really good questions. Because a question will make you start to see anomalies like Where's Waldo? Because an anomaly and a paradox is an answer to a question you haven't had the bravery to ask it yet, or the wisdom. You have to empty yourself of preconceived ideas before God will pour wisdom into your mind, whether it's spiritually or geopolitically or whatever. That's why God ultimately says, you know, where God is, there is no time. There's no past or future. There's no dimensions of size. Where God is, everything is true. The best way to describe God is the ultimate source of truth. In other words, you can't do good unless you do God by prayer, reading your Bible, and hearing in the Urim and Thummim stones of your truth and your spirit. That's why reading these books is so important, because the thing that's going to save us and our nation isn't going to be better weapons or better cyber protection. It's going to be better people asking good questions, seeking God's wisdom, and reading these books and then going back to your Bible and saying, you know, is Daigle a nut? Does he just want my money? Or is he trying to save my hide physically and my nation and my soul from eternal punishment and destruction? Guess what? I am the modern Moses of this day, and I'm pulling co-prophets like yourself And people like Jonathan Gray will be on next, in the next hour. To witness to you, to give you the spiritual and intellectual manage and realize your geopolitical system is screwed up. That's why I call it the slitherocracy, the liocracy. And look at the Democrats. You mean got this guy Green in Houston says the only way we can actually defeat us Trump is if we impeach him. Yeah, but Trump's surrounded by bad guys like John Bolton. I call him Lightning Bolton. This guy's a monster. He's part of PNAC. These guys figure if they balkanize the Middle East, they can get the pipelines and do whatever they want and extract the oil and take out the gemstones, get whatever the hell they want and just... It doesn't matter if they kill a bunch of people and move in Vriex nerve gas and kill Iraqis and Iranians. They could care less. And when people blow the whistle like Greg Ford, they rendition them. Try to wipe his brain clean, put him on a stretcher, bring him back to the United States in a special psych ward, try to see if they can wipe his brain and do the same thing to Susan Lindauer. Guess what? They threatened me, you know what? Deagle turned on him. I said, you know what? You come with 500 miles of me and my family. I know friends in Delta Force and Special Op, Major Swinder and you people on the board. I'll take your suckers out. You give me a check for $50,000, a letter of reference the next day or else. Next day I get the letter of reference and $50,000. Why do you think I'm still speaking? And I heard somebody on my YouTube thing say, Deagle, you shouldn't say that. You know, people should be quiet and not give their identification. It might protect them. I said, you got to come with full force. They didn't know you're serious. That you're not afraid of them. Because if you're afraid and you're not, you're going to try to hide from the evil monsters, they're going to find your carcass and they're going to kill you. And if they do eventually kill you, so what? God will resurrect you into his kingdom. You need to be fearless or you're not going to survive this world or the next. Right?
Right.
People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, how do you know that? I said, because I nearly died four times and almost five the next last few weeks. How do you know that, Deagle? I said, because my God is God. He doesn't know some of the truth. He is truth. And truth isn't separate like the different mathematics. The vortex math that made the universe is what made the God's voice speak into our genes to make us exist. That's why my machine, the Sonic Life, uses what's called the song of DNA that God gave me, how to make the song of DNA to turn on your genes. I have Linus Pauling's equations. I've been doing lectures on quantum biophysics for 38 years. He goes, how do you know all this stuff? I said, because God has taught me. That's why when I was in grade 11, I won a scholarship to MIT because before I left heaven, God taught me quantum physics in space when I was a little boy in my little Johnny shirt as a spirit. He taught me about the quantum universe. That's one of the reasons why I knew a lot about quantum physics before I even graduated high school. Why do you exist, Deagle? I exist because our nation, America, is dying. I call it Ephemerica. We are both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. And by the way, when we talk about Zionists, they're not Zionists, they're anti-Zionists. They're against the people of Israel. If they start a real big conflict, most of the people of Israel, even though they have Iron Dome and other crap, they're all going to die, or most of them, especially in Haifa and Tel Aviv and Eilat. They could care less if the Jews, Arabs, and Christians die in Israel. You know, they're the anti-Zionists, these monsters that are running the banks, the bankocracy, aren't they? What do you think?
Yeah, the same way that the Democrats are anti-democracy.
Right. They're anti-human. They want to reduce, like, look at AOC, another snake person. I call her one absent of cortex. You see this one slither as she's talking, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this woman is, she's like a plaything for Satan. Everything opens on her. She's actually so offensive, she's even offending other left-wing Democrats. That's how bad she is. She's even offending them. Whoa. People need to understand the mask is off. We're no longer at a party like at, you know, the Venetian resort, you know, Venezia. They've taken the mask off. Now you can see their green scaly faces and their horns and their claws. You can see their long fangy teeth with blood hanging off it. No, Deagle, that can't be true. I said, guess what? These people are people of clay and iron. That's why God told me my ministry years before I even understood it. They are human clay or flesh indwelt by transdimensional entities that are either indwelling them or avataring them. They're a video game for Lucifer, aren't they? Your comments.
They really are.
Where's all this going? This year, here's what I think. Here's the gray and black swan events I'm concerned about. Trump just came back from Davos. He finished the day. I saw his message. It was amazingly good. And he also explained what the WTO, now I know the USMCA treaty went back to 57% of the terms were the same as the Trans-Pacific Partnership, actually revising WTO. WTO is going to change all their rules of the road, or he's going to pull out of WTO, which means all the stuff that you think is really bad, you're dealing with Trump. Trump is always 5 to 10 steps over everybody who thinks they've already figured Trump out. That's why he's so unpredictable. I want to talk to Trump because, to be honest with you, if I can get my wisdom, the wisdom of people like you and Craig Smith and John W. Spring and people like Greg Ford and Susan Lindauer and Barbara Honegger and General Janice Karpinski and other experts that he can get through to this character, he will be the greatest president we've ever had and probably the greatest world leader since King David after he repented from killing Uriah, taking his wife Bathsheba and having Solomon.
Yeah, well, he did just nominate Judy Sheldon to the Federal Reserve. She is a gold bug. She wants to go back to the gold standard.
That's a good idea. And in fact, the Four Powers Agreement by LaRouche Foundation, which we have on every Friday, it's hour two with Harley, is to have a gold standard backing all the currencies and a locked-in currency exchange. You can't have currency exchange used as a non-tariff barrier against trade, right?
Yep. Now, the sanest period we had was when we had a real effective gold standard, up till about 1913. I mean, there you had actually a degree of peace and harmony in the world that, economically at least, that had not been seen for a long, long time.
The Fed Reserve System was a dream of the Satanists that run the world. World War One, with a little intermission period, really is only one war, it had an intermission, was designed to crush Germany, crush Europe, and make sure that we brought in the New World Order. This is a New World Order war. World War One and Two were really just one war with an intermission, weren't they?
Right.
And the birth of them, out of this beast, was the United Nations, the League of Nations, and eventually the United Nations to run the world, right?
Right. And ironically, our Senate did not join the League of Nations after World War One.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there's enough common sense and decency, and even the people who are high-level Masons realize our Masonic organization can't join theirs or we'll lose autonomy. Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why right now, for example, China pulling off all their things, they're so overtly narcissistic. They have what's called a racial superiority complex, the Chinese. This is one of their big failings. And when Xi wrote these documents, wants to be emperor for life, he's a delusional maniac. He really is. And he's actually made it more likely that he will actually be removed from power when China really starts to crash. Because China's going to crash if they go wrong and don't keep tight to this deal with Trump and the other nations signing the arrangements like in Europe and elsewhere, Europe and Britain. China will collapse internally if he tries to pull out of this agreement and not comply with it. So the liocracy, as they say, the slitherocracy is alive and well. The snake still exists, and the year of the rat starts in a few days, doesn't it?
Yep.
Rat-a-tat-tat. We have some rats in the demon rat party. Do you like that, demon rat?
Meanwhile, we have the fewest sunspots in 200 years.
Yes, we're heading toward a coronal mass ejection. We have Betelgeuse, radius with the gravity waves that cause a major cataclysm on Earth's ecology. But we're doing nothing to stop that gravity wave triggering off earthquakes, volcanoes, and aids.
And we have volcanoes going off everywhere. Which is most important.